Grotto Live has become Jacob Two Times Live for the day. Donating a day of airtime to Tampa Bay's best radio listener of all time, Jacob Two Times. Are you having fun so far, buddy?
Yeah. Hey, Drew, guess what, Drew? I have a card for you, Drew.
For me?
Did you get it?
Well, yeah, I think I did. Hold on. Seth's going to give it to me right now.
Boy, get it right, Drew. Boy, he's going to give it to you right now.
I've got my friends at 102.5, and I've got my friends Drew, Nikki, Boy, and SBK.
That's second for
one.
You.
That one's for me, the second one.
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second here.
The one with your name on it, and read it.
I will. Okay. Birthday card?
No. It's not in Braille. It's not in Braille. It's in print.
It says dot, 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 dash, dot. Oh, that's Morse code, not Braille. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Read it out loud, Drew.
Oh, okay. I was just going to read it silently, but okay, if you say so, Jacob. I miss talking to you on the radio, Drew, Nikki, and Boy, and SBK. Thank you for my birthday. Your show is number one.
It
is. Our show is number one.
And I also want to thank Brittany and Chelsea. They were two listeners, Jacob, who came in here and decorated the studio for you today. And Chelsea made you a card. And guess what?
What?
She made it in Braille.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Can you read it and tell us what it says?
Keep it clean.
I always keep it clean.
All right.
Well, it's... Thank you very much, Chelsea, for writing this, but it's small Braille, but thank you anyways.
Oh, no, small Braille.
Small Braille. All right.
Small Braille's not good?
We'll get to
that. Like jumbo Braille, though.
Oh, Caleb, hop on that mic and tell us the difference.
Caleb, talk to us about small Braille and big Braille.
So smaller Braille is a little bit easier for you to write longer sentences in, and bigger Braille is more spelling each individual letter.
I got
you. So you can have it. So think of it like shorthand as opposed to longhand or... Nowadays, I guess cursive.
I got you. All right. Well, listen.
I can read small Braille. I can do that for him.
Don't even.
Oh, man.
Jacob, are you ready for the biggest surprise of the day? Because we've had so many people here.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, we've had Amy, who's known you for years. We had St. Pete Sam. We had Itty Bitty B call in. We had Danielle. We had Fisher. We had all of the Hot 101.5 people from Phoebe and Danny Donuts and Chase and Holly and Miguel and all those guys. Are you ready for the biggest surprise of the day?
Yes.
I want you to tell me who you could hear from today that would make your birthday the most special that you haven't already heard from. And you can say anybody. I know there's a name that you might be afraid to say in front of me because you might think that it would make me mad, but anybody that you could hear from today that would make your birthday celebration the most special birthday celebration ever.
Let me guess. Kayla?
Well, I don't know. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, sweet Kayla. How are you, sweetheart?
Oh, man. Happy birthday, bub.
Thank you, Kayla. I miss you, Kayla, so much.
Oh, I miss you, too. I sent off your gift this morning, so I hope you're going to like it.
You're so sweet, Kayla. Thank you, Kayla. Kayla, listen, how much money is in the Spence Challenge now? Can you tell me?
What?
The Spence Challenge?
Oh, they don't need to talk about that over there.
What? No. I want to know what the Spence Challenge is. What's the Spence Challenge?
Spence's Challenge, and we play it every day, and there's $223 in it right now, but you win the extra $1,000 if you beat him, so.
Oh. Whoa. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's the Morning Zoo. We got Spence's Challenge, $223. I don't know. I don't think I got all the details. Well, listen. Kayla, unbeknownst to you and unbeknownst to Jacob here, we had the fine folks at Alessi Bakery here in town. They're big listeners to the show. And what they did for us is they made a birthday pie, which we didn't even know existed until Nikki told us that there is such thing as birthday pie. It's got M&Ms all over it and everything. Jacob, there is a cake for you to take home. It looks like a stack of pancakes with syrup dripping down the side. And on top, Caleb and Jacob, is... the beautiful bikini shot that Kayla used to use as her lock screen on her mobile device. And then next to that is a burger cake and a sandwich cake with another beautiful bikini shot of Kayla right there so you can eat Kayla in her bikini.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's pretty awesome. I'll text you a picture of it, Kayla. You will not believe. This is the most beautiful bikini cake I've ever seen in my life.
Whoever came up with that idea is a genius.
Oh, man.
Here's the best part is people keep telling me that there's cakes in the studio and they keep tagging me and I go, I don't want to know what's on those cakes.
Well, you do.
There, nobody's showing me photos of them. They're just tweeting me saying that there's cakes in studio.
It's your cakes on this cake.
Yeah, exactly. It's Kayla cakes on the cakes. And I'll tell you, these cakes look almost too good to eat. And Jacob, it's great to catch up with Kayla, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so great to hear your voice on the radio, Kayla. Kayla, listen, Kayla, thanks for sending those CDs out today, Kayla. Are they going to get there tomorrow or what?
Hopefully. I tried to overnight them, so I sent it out this morning about 9 o'clock, buddy. You should get them pretty soon.
You're so sweet, Kayla. I miss you, Kayla. And keep up the good
miss
work
too,
on the morning show.
How is your birthday party going?
It's going great. It's going great. Kayla, listen, Kayla, you can call my cell phone tomorrow and sing to me on my cell phone, okay? Okay, Kayla, don't forget.
Anything you want. Tomorrow is your big day.
Yep. Yeah. So call me on my cell phone, sweetheart.
Okay. I got you covered, but what did you get for your birthday present so far? I know you got some cakes. Did everyone come visit you?
Yeah, I got to see Amy Carty. Did you hear that?
Oh, buddy, I love Amy. That's great. Isn't she like a family friend of yours?
Yeah. So me and Amy Carty, we go back 12 years.
Man.
Lucky you. What did you have for lunch today? Did you eat lunch before you went to work?
Yes, I did. You want to guess what I
had
for lunch?
Yeah, bringing it back.
With Kayla.
All right, let's get Kayla have the first guess on what Jacob Two Times ate for lunch today. What do you think, Kayla?
Okay, well, he was prepping for, I knew he thought that he was going to eat there, too. Maybe some desserts like cake and everything.
Sure.
But I think he maybe went light, possibly a Subway sandwich, but he didn't go Italian BMT. That's his go-to. I know he went lighter. Maybe turkey. Did you go turkey?
No.
Not turkey. Not turkey at Subway. All right, Seth, care to take a guess on what Jacob Two Times had for lunch today?
I'm going to guess a fuzzy taco.
You're so right,
yeah!
Boy.
Yeah!
Game over!
Jacob made a fuzzy taco for lunch. How was the fuzzy taco for you? Did you get any hair on your mouth, or was there no fuzz on the taco?
No. There was no fuzz on the taco. There was no fuzz on the taco.
That's good. Kayla, fuzz on the taco or nah?
I'm always pro taco fuzz.
So. All right, pro taco fuzz. Good to know. That's now we know where she stands with the important issues. Listen, Kayla, it means a lot that you called. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Hope things continue to go well out there. I'll text you a photo of the cake. And thanks for making Jacob's day. That was really cool of you.
And I'll listen to you when I get back to the center, Kayla.
Oh, very nice.
I'll listen to you again.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
I miss you, Kayla.
Bye-bye. How was that for you, Jacob?
Pretty
big, right? You weren't expecting that, were you?
No. I was not expecting that.
And I will tell you, I didn't have to threaten her. I didn't have to twist her arm. I didn't have to blackmail her. I texted her and I said, hey, listen, no pressure. You think you might want to call in for Jacob Two Times birthday party? Her love for you is so strong that she didn't even think twice, Jacob, and she called you.
She's a sweetheart. I'm telling you right now.
She definitely is.
We have another birthday message for Jacob.
We certainly do.
Somebody that wasn't able to make it today.
Unfortunately, this gentleman had a prior commitment, and he wanted to send along his birthday wish.
Oh, boy. This is such an exciting day. And I am so sorry that I am not there in person. Jacob, it's Charlie Belcher from Fox 13's Good Day Tampa Bay. But I know you know that because you recognize every voice you've ever heard your entire life. I just wanted to be a small part of this wonderful celebration. I'm sorry I'm not there in studio in person, but please know that I'm thinking about you. I am wishing you the biggest, best, happy birthday ever. I hope you enjoy the food and the ice cream and the cake and everything that Seth and Drew and Nikki and SBK and the whole Bone family has done for you. I hope you love it. I hope you're having a good time. And I just want you to know that your enthusiasm and your personality being so positive all the time, it's an inspiration. I love it. I thrive off of it every time I hear it. I love when you call in, Jacob, because it's always positive, it's always sweet, and it's always just something to make me feel better that there are people like you in this world. So thank you for doing that, Jacob. You make it a good day. You make my day better whenever I hear you on the radio. Keep doing what you do. Happy birthday. Live it up. Be nice to everyone. I know you will be. And I just hope you have a very special day. I'll see you next year, Jacob Two Times.
There you go.
That was awesome.
The one and only Charlie Belcher from Fox 13, Good Day Tampa Bay, saying happy birthday to you, Jacob. And we have one more game before we send you. Oh, by the way, Miss Julie hit me up on Facebook. She wanted to say hello, and she reminded me of the time when you guys called in from the women's room at Dillard's, and she said she sent along her regards. And
Who called from the women's room?
Jacob and Miss, was it Miss Julie? His
Miss Julie, my worker.
Yeah, can you explain that one, Jake?
Well, no, bro. You can take over now, bro.
Do you get to go in the women's changing room just because you're blind?
Yeah.
Okay.
How does it smell in there in the
women's changing
room?
I feel like this is a setup.
Does it smell any different than a men's changing room?
No.
All right. Well, I've got these. I've got a list of questions. It's going to be fake up or Jake up. Fake up or Jake up, all right? Either one of these will be a fake up or a Jake up. Now, are we asking these to Caleb or are we asking them to Jacob?
We're asking them to Jacob.
All right, Jacob. You're going to tell us if it's you, Jacob, or if it's not you, fake up, okay?
Yeah, either a fact about you or something we completely made up.
You ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready. Hit me with it.
Here's your first one. Likes to listen to Miguel and Holly in the morning instead of Mike Calta. Is that fake up or Jake up?
Jacob.
Oh, snap! Thinks a cat named Mo is the best radio talent in the game. Fake up or Jacob?
Jacob.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We might need to explain these rules one more time.
Well, once again, if you agree with it, you say Jacob. If you don't agree with it, you say fake up.
You want to read that one again?
We'll try. Not that you got the one wrong. I just want to make sure we understand what we're answering here, because this is crazy talk. If you agree with it, it's Jake up. If you disagree, especially very much disagree, then it's fake up. Thinks cat named Mo is the greatest radio talent in the game. Is that fake up, which means you don't agree with that at all, which no reasonable person would, or do you agree with it, which is Jake up? Cat named Mo, the best radio talent. Better than Chase, better than Seth, better than Kevin, better than Drew, better than everybody.
Fake up.
Yeah! You suck, Mo! Woo! Oh, sorry. Okay, is this a fake up or a Jacob?
Okay.
Likes Subway sandwiches. Fake up or Jacob?
Jacob.
That's right. Thinks he can do a better job of coaching the Tampa Bay Bucks than Dirk Cutter.
Fake up.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure, but okay. This is a tough one. Now, again, fake up means no, not you. Jacob means yes, I agree with that. Would rather listen to Scotty Davis than Drew Garabo.
Fake up.
Yeah! Oh! Scotty Davis! Boom! How you like that? How you like how these taste?
Oh! Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Jacob,
sorry.
Do you know what he just did?
Your support just means a lot to me, Jacob.
Drew just cracked me up.
Thank you. I just want to be your number one. That's all I want to be, Jacob.
Drew, you cracked me up so hard.
You know how much it means for me to be your number one.
Yep.
Just got very excited.
But you can't do what you just did on his birthday.
He wouldn't know what I just did if you weren't telling him what I just did. I just stood up and yelled. That's all he needs to know.
He heard the noise.
I didn't know. I stood up. Thank you, Jacob. Yes. Fake up or Jacob? Likes ice cold Sam's Choice Cola.
Jacob.
He does like the Sam's Choice. No brand preferences of Coca-Cola. Wants to appear on Dancing with the Stars.
Fake up.
That is a fake up. That is correct. And finally, the last one is dressing up in blackface for Halloween. Is that fake up or Jacob?
Fake up.
Well, that's good. Woo! Big relief on that one.
No controversy from Jacob this year.
He's not a controversial figure. All right, well, listen, Jacob.
No.
What?
Birthday song.
Oh, that's right. We have a litany of choices for you.
One more thing for you,
Jacob. One more
thing.
This is it. And we'll let you go, I promise.
This is big right here.
This is the pièce de résistance. You get to decide who sings happy birthday to you. You may choose from the following options, okay? These are four choices for you. Four very good choices.
Okay. Okay, co-host Drew Garabo, you take it away.
Thank you, host Jacob Two Times. Choice number one. Drew Garabo sings you the Olive Garden birthday song. I used to be a waiter at Olive Garden way back in the day. I had to make a living. Maybe funny to you. But. Okay. Seth sings you happy birthday in Hebrew. Hebrew, okay? Soul brother Kevin sings you happy birthday in his best Ian Beckles impersonation. Or Nikki hoots happy birthday to you like an owl.
Nikki!
Yeah! Yeah!
guys didn't even have to rig this one.
No, we didn't. Thank you, Jacob. That was the right answer, by the way.
We did rig it because I put that one last, and I knew that's what he would go with. All right, go ahead, Nikki.
Nikki, whenever you're ready, you'll be hooting happy birthday to Jacob two times.
And if she doesn't do a proper hoot, she's got to start all over
again.
Oh, yeah.
If we hear one improper hoot, you start all over at the beginning. And at the end, I want 31 hoots, one for each year that he's been on the planet. Man.
And the joke's on you, Nikki, because Ian Beckel sings like an owl.
So here is Nikki hooting happy birthday to Jacob two times.
Hoot, 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 hoot.
I mean, I'm not feeling the passion.
No, yeah,
this is a sleepy hour.
Yeah, come on, wake that owl the hell up! Wake that owl the hell up!
I mean, you want to hear an energized owl, don't you, Jacob?
Yeah, right. I want a screaming owl. Yeah,
come on, screech owl or something like that. Wake up!
Yeah, but don't lose your voice, Nikki.
Yeah, he's worried about me, guys.
Well, you're off tomorrow, so it's all good.
No, I'm not. I work tomorrow.
Give us all those hoots.
Hoot!
Come on.
Hoot. Hoot. Is that a good... Hoot. Jacob, can you give me a hoot?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
See? Why don't you hoot like Jacob?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm not as talented as him.
We know. Hoot.
Hoot. Hoot, hoot, hoot. 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 Hoot, hoot, hoot. Hoot, hoot.
What? Do a what?
Take us home, Nikki.
Where are we? I don't even know where we are.
We're at Hoot.
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Good job, my sweet sister Nikki. I love you so much.
I've smoked for 20 years.
Oh,
like
my
a baby ass.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's better. I'm sorry.
She's a sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay, now, Nikki, you can take a deep breath and relax.
Yes, take a deep breath and relax.
Oh, man, I thought of that idea on the treadmill at 7:30 this morning.
Nice job. That was well done.
God, that was so good.
All right, Jacob, we've laughed, we've loved, we've had a heck of a time together today. We appreciate you being here. You're an amazing human being. We're lucky to know you. You drive home the very purpose for which we broadcast, which is to make people smile. So many people that you can't see on Twitter, on Facebook, in our Bone chat room, all over the place, wishing you happy birthdays. And thank you. Thank you for doing what you do, Jacob. And thank you for being part of our family.
And thank you so, Brother Kevin, for being my brother. Drew and Boy for being my brothers. And Nikki for being my sweet sister. You have no idea how much you impact me, Nikki. I could just sit here and just cry, Nikki. I could just sit here and just cry my eyes out just to you, my sweet sister. You have made such an impact on me, Nikki. It has been such a pleasure of knowing you, my sweet sister. And Nikki, listen, Nikki, even if I have to call you an extra day just to talk to you, Nikki, I will do it. Don't you worry. I got your back, Nikki. I love you, my sweet sister, Nikki. You're so sweet. I miss you, Nikki, when I don't talk to you. I love you, Nikki, so much. You're the best out there ever.
You all right, Nikki?
Yeah, I'm crying. And Jacob, I love you, too. I mean, you impact my day a lot. I loved listening to you before I even worked on the station, so... You make us all so happy.
You make me happy just by being here, Nikki.
Are you guys going to just let us cry in the mic?
I don't want to say anything. I don't want to break the moment.
Nikki, you have blessed me in so many ways. Even when you worked at Hot 101.5, I've been such a blessing to you, Nikki.
You have. Yes, you have been a huge blessing.
Well, Jacob, you touch each of us in profound ways, and you really make it feel worthwhile. You know, in the days when I don't know, we always want to be here. We're always in a really good mood, but we sometimes forget the impact that we can have on people's lives. And, you know, in a world of people listening to music on their devices and Spotify and all that, you really keep the wind in our sails and you make it worthwhile every day to do what we do. I always smile when I see you on hold. I'm always happy to talk to you. I consider you and your brother friends of mine. And it was magical spending this day with you today.
It was magical spending this day with you today, Drew Grabo, my nice, kind brother.
Thank you.
And what Nikki was trying to say was,
okay, so brother Kevin, she did it. She did it. Pretty funny, guys.
So I want you to listen on the way back to the center because you're the subject of What's Good with Garabo today. I want you to listen to it when you're in your car because I hope it makes you smile. It's you are What's Good with Garabo, and I'm going to explain it all to you next.
And also, don't forget, there's one more person that wanted to talk to Jacob before he leaves. Nikki, will you just call that person real quick?
Yeah.
And Jacob, your story on Bay News 9 will be on at 5:30 today. So you can watch it. Your aunt can tape it for you. And everybody listening, make sure you watch Bay News 9 at 5:30 today. I guess you can't turn the sound down and listen to us.
Oh, no, we'll carry this the story, though.
Oh, yeah, we'll carry it live.
Yeah, so you can just simulcast, watch it on the TV, and then we'll carry the sound for it. And then when we come back, we will have...
Just one more person just wanted to say bye to Jacob.
Oh, great, awesome.
They wanted to meet Jacob, but I know that he's going to be leaving now.
For sure. Ladies and gentlemen, part of the BDRS, the funny part, he puts up with Mo every single night. He is a hilarious comedian. He's a friend. He's a great dude.
I know he showed up last year, but I don't think he was able to make it now.
Yeah, I saw the picture that he tweeted this morning of him here last year. And we love the dude very much. We love him. We love Mo. We love Gio. But joining us from the BDRS, the one and only Johnny B. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, happy birthday, Jacob.
Thanks, Johnny B. I miss you, Johnny B.
I feel horrible, buddy. I was actually racing to the studio all the way from Sarasota, where I got jammed up in the day job, and was trying to get there before you left, but it hit some traffic, so I thought I would call in and tell you happy birthday, and I'm sorry I didn't get to see you.
That's okay, Johnny B. Johnny B., don't you worry, Johnny B. You will get a call from me tonight on the BDRS. Don't you worry.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy. We really appreciate every time you call in. And let me do my horrible Casey Kasem impression for you. And we really love it when you lie to Mo and tell him how great he is.
Here we go again.
Poor Mo. Mo's listening in the app in Ohio right now.
Oh, no, he is listening. He sent me two texts.
I know.
I gotta be honest with you. He's with me right now. He's not even in Columbus. He needed a couple of days off. Hold on one second. Let me put him on the phone.
Hey there, Jacob. What's going on?
Johnny B. You're funny, Johnny. Hey, Johnny B. Guess what, Johnny B.? I can do a good A Cat Named Mo impression for you, buddy. You want to hear it?
This should be good.
Oh, I would love it. I would love that, yeah.
Okay. 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. It's A Cat Named Mo on A Cat Named Mo Show. I got Johnny B. We're going to the phones right now. 1-800-771-1025. Hi, it's A Cat Named Mo Show. Who is this?
Well, my name is Dilbert. How you doing?
Doing good, Dilbert. Doing good.
That's good. Who's the unfunny guy? Not Johnny B., but the other guy that I'm hearing on the radio with the dreadlocks who smells real bad and probably snorts up half of Bolivia. Who is that
guy? Are you talking about me, A Cat Named Mo, on A Cat Named Mo Show?
Oh, is that you? I'm sorry. Can you sing one of your C4 songs that you got for me about the low testosterone? I sure would love to hear one of them.
I can't do that, but it's A Cat Named Mo on A Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Don't I qualify as an in-studio guest now because I called? Can't I be a Saturday guest on The Cat Named Mo Show? Have me in. I play the fiddle.
Yes, you can.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'll hang up and listen to
your response.
Elvis,
what's the building?
Johnny B., thanks, man. Appreciate it. You guys doing the pub crawl broadcast tonight?
Yes. First of all, it's very cute that he thinks that I would be on A Cat Named Mo Show. We will be out there. Gio, Seth, and myself will be first at Players, and then Gio, myself, and Anna will be broadcasting live from inside, outside of Ringside Cafe. We'll be there all night.
Outstanding. You enjoy that, and thanks a lot for calling in and being a part of a special day, man.
All right, buddy. Happy birthday again, Jacob. I love you guys. Great job.
Appreciate you.
I love you, Johnny B. I miss you, Johnny.
All right, so when we come back, Jacob, you'll be in the car. You'll get to hear us do What's Good with Garabo, and it's all about you and what you mean to me personally and why I feel like you and I have a very profound and deep connection. Even before we knew each other, we were walking down similar paths. So I want you guys to listen, and I want you to hear the words that I say, because it really, ever since I was a little kid, you and I have a very common interest, and it centers around Casey Kasem and the radio, and it'll take me to the path that I met you and why you continue to this day to have such a profound and extreme influence and impact on my life. So thank you for being here in person. I want you to continue to listen, and you know we love you to pieces, man.
I love you to pieces, too. And Nikki.
Yes.
And Nikki, listen, Nikki.
Are you going to make me cry again?
No. Nikki, listen, Nikki. I love you, sweet Nikki. You're the best ever.
Am I better than Kayla?
Well, you are a good phone screener, Nikki. You're the best phone screener out there. I'm just going to put it out there. You're the best phone screener.
She's got a great personality.
Man, after all that hooting.
Yep. I'm so glad you decided to rest your voice, Nikki.
Me too.
Do you feel now, sweetheart? You feel good?
Yeah, I'm great.
I'm so glad, my pal. I'm so glad.
I'm just the best phone screener.
And you're the best when it comes to making CDs. You're the best producer ever.
See, look at that. You got your
CDs.
Skills.
Well, you're the best producer. Easy on those accolades.
And boy, listen, boy, you're the best producer on this radio show, boy.
Thank you.
If you go to another station, boy, I will follow you.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't do that, though. I'm really.
I know. But I'm just saying, if he does, I'll follow him. If you go to another radio station, Drew, I'll follow you too.
Oh, thanks.
You know?
All right, thank you. We'll burn the place down. Yeah, well,
No.
I mean, I'm gonna burn
yet.
This place
not
down.
Yet.
Oh, not yet. No, but when I leave on my way out, I'm gonna burn the place down.
No. Don't do that.
Okay. Well, don't tell me how to live my life. No, I'm just kidding. When we come back, we'll have What's Good with Garabo. I'll explain everything.
Someone's gonna have to help them carry all these 17 cakes down to their car.
I'll
good
help.
Luck with the cakes.
Nikki will help, and right. Nikki.
Yes.
And Nikki, listen, Nikki, if I need this show, will you have it on your computer so I can have it on all my CDs? I just want to make sure because the last time you sent me a CD and it was all blank. So I want to make sure I get everything. You know, I want to make sure I don't miss anything, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Nikki?
We'll get you this show, Jacob. I got you, Bill.
Okay, Nikki. You're so sweet.
I can't promise any of those 8 shows I got you. There might be a blank one in there. Just let me know and I'll reburn it.
Okay, Nikki. But thank you, Nikki, such an awesome birthday party.
Great
You're
job,
welcome.
Everybody. Thank you, Jacob. We'll help
Nikki,
you load
I'll
up.
Nikki, I'll call you on Monday, okay?